Welcome to day 5 of this podcast series, 7 Days Alcohol-Free from Alcohol Tipping Point. I am your host, Debbie Mazner, registered nurse, health coach, alcohol-free badass. Today we're going to talk about your liver. I know it's not sexy, but it's, you know, I find that when we do talk about our health and alcohol, I think that I know for me, even being a nurse, I was really in denial about how alcohol affected my body. And your liver, it's really super important. So let's learn about your liver. All right. So the liver is responsible for keeping your body clean and things running smoothly. Your liver stores nutrients and energy, and it produces enzymes to prevent disease and rid your body of dangerous substances like alcohol. So when you are drinking, when alcohol is present, your liver kicks into gear to remove it from the body. In fact, when you drink, that's the number one priority of your body, is to process the alcohol before it does anything else, including metabolizing food. And that's one of the reasons that people do tend to gain weight when they drink, is because you're not metabolizing food right then. Your body's removing alcohol, which is a poison. And so it's only focusing on that. So what happens is your liver breaks the alcohol down into a chemical called acetaldehyde. And it's this acetaldehyde that is so toxic to our bodies. And when you get a buildup of that chemical, it can increase your cancer risk. And that's where the cancer alcohol connection comes in. All right. So having that acetaldehyde. Alcohol also damages your liver cells. It causes inflammation and it weakens your body's natural defense. When you drink, you could develop fatty liver. So that's literally fat on your liver. I know, that's gross. But when you have that fatty liver, that fat buildup on your liver, it makes it harder for your liver to operate. And then you can end up getting scar tissue. And then that can lead to liver cancer. It also affects your diabetes risk. And so alcohol is interesting. The risk of alcohol-related liver disease is about 25%. For women that drink 2 or more alcohol beverages per day over the course of 10 years. Did y'all hear that? So getting a liver disease for drinking, if you're a woman and you drink 2 drinks per day over the course of 10 years, your risk of getting liver disease is 25%. And then for men, it's if you drink more than 3 drinks per day for 10 years. So when we talk about liver disease, it's actually a spectrum, and there's different types. But what happens is, first you could get fatty liver. That's that fat on your liver. That's the earliest stage of alcohol-related liver disease, and it's the most common. And that's characterized by that fat that's inside your liver cells, and it makes it harder for the liver to function. And usually there's no symptoms. Your liver could be enlarged. You may experience upper abdominal pain on your right side. That's where your liver's at. But it is one of the first things that can happen to your liver. It will usually go away once you stop drinking. So that's good. What can happen after that is it can progress to alcohol hepatitis, which is an inflammation or swelling of the liver. And that's accompanied by actually destroying liver cells. And so up to 35% of heavy drinkers could go on to develop that alcohol hepatitis. And that can also range from mild to severe. And so some symptoms of that might be fever, jaundice, that's the yellowing of your eyes, the yellowing of your skin, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, and tenderness. And so what can happen is that hepatitis can last for years, and it can cause progressive liver damage. Although, again, that damage can be reversible once you stop drinking. And then what can happen is it can also, unfortunately, progress into alcohol-related cirrhosis. And that's the most serious type of alcohol-related liver disease. So cirrhosis refers to the replacement of normal liver tissue with non-living scar tissue. And they find that between 10 and 20% of heavy drinkers develop cirrhosis, usually after 10 or more years of drinking. And that is no good. So that's liver scarring. And it takes up most of your liver. And sometimes what you do need is a liver transplant for that one. Again, those symptoms of liver dysfunction are the jaundice, the pain or swelling in your abdomen, swelling in your legs or ankles, exhaustion, nausea, vomiting, easy bruising, dark urine, pale, bloody or black stools, and itchy skin. But like I said, on the plus side, your liver is one of the most resilient and durable organs. Did you guys know it's the only organ that can regenerate itself? It's like the Groot of organs. So even if your liver suffers an injury, there's a really good chance that it can recover and return to normal level of health. So that's why changing your drinking habits is a really great way to love your liver. There are other ways besides not drinking to love your liver. You can drink lots of water. Staying hydrated helps in the removal of waste from the body. And again, for women and men, we're looking at about 8 full glasses of water a day. And then eat fruits and vegetables. Eat your fruits and vegetables. Mom was right. Green leafy vegetables are especially beneficial. So that's your spinach, broccoli, cabbage, arugula. And then also grapes, cranberries, blueberries, nuts, and olive oil. Those are other liver-friendly foods. Increasing your fiber intake to 25 grams per day is another great way to love your liver. And exercising. Those are fantastic ways to love your liver. So, important science episode for our day 5. I hope things are going well for you. I'd love to hear from you, deb@alcoholtippingpoint.com. I look forward to being here for you tomorrow for day 6. Finally, just for today, practice not drinking. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Alcohol Tipping Point. I'm always here for you guys, so please feel free to reach out and talk to me on Instagram @AlcoholTippingPoint and check out my website, AlcoholTippingPoint.com. Again, I hope you can use these tips we talked about for the rest of your week. And until then, see you next time.